of St. Augustine, Florida, from Mom, Dad, Cassie, Grace, and Cameron. We also have a happy birthday to Casey and Cindy and to Charlie on November 20th. Happy birthday to Millie from Chuck Heffel, Billy, and Betty. And on the 21st, it's Mary Kate of Squirrel Hill from Jim, Carla, Jimmy, Sarah, and Rebecca, Abigail, and Samantha, Uncle Chris, and Aunt Jan. Tyler of Charlotte, North Carolina, from Mom and Dad, and Caitlin and Mason. Kara of Butler, from Nathan, plus Dad, Tim, and Mom, Mary Ann. Arit of Morningside from Mom and Dad. Gabe from your Mom and Dad and Simon. Christina of Steubenville from husband James and daughter Hannah. And finally, Fanny and Ray of Mars, Pennsylvania, celebrate a wedding anniversary on November 21st.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's official postal address, and we will make sure an official uniformed person hand delivers a birthday card to their home. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT. Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana. Good morning to Bill, by the way, who also got the correct answer to Afterthoughts. I almost forgot to mention Bill. I hope you heard me just now. WMCO, New Concord, Ohio. KRDP, Apache Junction. Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix. WSAJ-FM, Grove City. WCUC-FM, Clarion. WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online, WMCK.FM, Keysport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Maybe I should give you some of the royalties to this song, 'cause you sure did inspire me to write it. Maybe I should put your name in the lyrics somewhere, 'cause you sure did cause me to write it. You know, as much of a lift as love songs are, they sure are hard to write. I tried to do something. To get your attention. Maybe I should put your picture on the front of this song, 'cause you sure did cause me to write it. Now tell them how I met you in the coda of the song, 'cause you sure did cause me to write it. You know, as much of a lift as love songs are, they sure are hard to write. I try to do something. I stand up here and hold my overcoat like this, and to get your attention. And I tried real hard not to make this song sound like some other song that I might have written before. And if I did, it's 'cause it's my style, and style is based on limitations. I try real hard not to make this song sound like some other song some other singer-songwriter might have written before. And if I did, it's 'cause it's music, and music's based on repetition. maybe if you learn the words to this, your very own song, a song that you caused to be written. You sing it out for somebody else that you love, cause you sure did cause it to be written. You know as much of a lift as love songs are, they sure are hard to write. I try to do something. To get your attention.
The Saturday Light Brigade with John Hartford. I don't know what made me think of it just now, but John Hartford had the most beautiful handwriting. Whether it was calligraphy or just his natural penmanship. Absolutely beautiful. I wanted to be sure, Bill, in Homer City, that you heard me acknowledge your correct answer. And Charlie had the correct answer also. He also had a great clue that I neglected to share with you when we were playing our Afterthoughts puzzle. He suggested F as in F-stop. Excellent clue. Thank you for sharing that with us. And while I mention our Afterthoughts puzzle, I know in at least one case, I can see that somebody simply typed the word stop as their answer, and that resulted in a return message saying you have been removed from this list or something like that. We do not have a text list that we use here. If you got that message, it might be automated. If you did get a message like that, which for some reason is prohibiting you from texting us, do let us know at slb at slbradio.org, and we'll take care of it if we can. I doubt it's happened. That's a reminder to never make the answer stop. Again, I don't think it's happened, but I don't want you to be frustrated if you notice it on your end.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Hard to believe, but Thanksgiving is the week after next week. It's getting closer. And that means it's also getting close to Giving Tuesday, a worldwide day of giving that makes it easy to support nonprofits whose work you value. Traditionally, it's the kickoff of our annual donor drive. Giving Tuesday this year is December 2nd. Tuesday, the Give Big Pittsburgh portal that we are part of officially opens on that date. If you would like to get a head start to get our campaign off to a good start, you can contribute anytime at slbradio.org/donate or by calling us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. If you did get an opt-out message, I have just learned that all you need to do is type subscribe, even though that's just saying you have the permission to send and receive texts with us. The things I learn Saturdays. Now it's time to play Guess Who. I'm about to give you a pair of initials that belong to one particular person, and we challenge you to guess who the person we have in mind is. It could be just about anybody, fictitious or real, alive or no longer alive. A man, a woman, somebody from literature or entertainment or history or sports, just about anybody. And this morning's initials are M-M. M-M. M-M, that's M as in Mercer, and M as in Munhall. Those are not clues. They are just ways to make sure you heard the letters correctly. Let the guessing begin at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLVRADIOMM. Mike and Mars just guessed himself. Mike Makita. It is not Mike Makita, but a good guess. You fit all of the potentials there. You are real or living. And from all of those worlds I mentioned. And we have a guest, John and Carrick, has Marilyn Monroe, and Rich in Edinburgh has the great Moms Mabley as a guest. And I'm glad to see texts are coming through just fine. James in Freiburg has Mandy Moore.
Bill Salazar.
Oh, he's got a lot. I don't know. Marilyn McCoo, Maureen McCormick, Mad Max, and then you've got some that I'm going to look up. Michelle Monaghan. Is an actor. Mick Mars. Is Mick Mars maybe related to Bruno Mars? It's going to take me just a second to McMars is a musician, the lead guitarist for Motley Crue. Marley Matlin. Also an actress. And then Mary Miles Minter and Mark Mothersbaugh. Mary Miles Minter, an American actress, and early Hollywood star. Thanks for playing Guess Who with us. Those are all good guesses, but not the correct answer. Nick and Susan in New York City just sent quite a list. Marilyn Monroe, Mary Martin, Melissa Manchester, Margaret Mead, Maggie May, Marley Matlin, Mickey Mouse, Margaret Mitchell, Minnie Mouse, Michael Moore, Mighty Mouse, Mandy Moore, Mickey Mantle, Marilyn Manson, Marsha Mason, Martin Mull, I like Martin Mull, Martin McDonough, Marshall McLuhan, another favorite of mine, Matthew McConaughey, Martha Mitchell, Mitch Miller, Mary Magdalene, Michael Mann, Manfred Mann, and Marvin the Martian. None of those is it. I think I mentioned John and Carrick had Marilyn Monroe. And I think that gets us up to date for that round. We have more coming in at 412-200-5975. If your message does not go through for some reason, please type subscribe. It means we lost you. If you answered the question with the single word stop at our last segment. What a lesson to learn there. Here comes some more messages. Stuart and Sarah have Margaret Morrison, after whom the Maggie Moe Street next to Carnegie Mellon University was named. John and Carrick has Michael Myers, a great guess. And more are coming through. Mike has Miriam Makeba, Martin Mull, and Melissa McBride. Miriam is a South African singer, songwriter, and actress. And thanks, Mike. That's a great guess and not a name I have known. Here is a guess of Michael Myers, Mickey Mantle, and Mickey Mouse. And I believe that's from Gunner in Morgantown. Gunner, let me know if I've got that correct. Gunner also has a guess of Michelle Martin. Boy, oh boy, are there a lot of guesses coming in. And I'm going to get to all of those. 412-200-5975. Marty McFly, great guess from Bill and Sheridan. Aline in Maine has Mighty Max and Marilyn Monroe. Mike adds Marvin the Martian. Trish has Maureen McGovern, Matthew McConaughey, and Marty McFly. Thank you, Gunner, for letting us know that was you. Patrick has Marilyn Monroe, Mickey Mouse, and Mighty Mouse. None of these are correct so far. Matt Murdock, a daredevil. Thank you, Jim in Crafton Heights. Mike Myers and Mr. Magoo. A good guess. Marshall Mathers, guessed by Katrina in New Bethlehem. And Mickey Mouse, also guessed by Katrina. Matt Mikulski otherwise known as that guy with Caden and Annie. Also, Marilyn Monroe and Margaret Mead. And we have Marshall Mathers, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Marilyn Manson, Mike Myers, Marilyn Monroe, and Mark Madden. And Sheridan has Molly Maguire and Minnie Me as guesses. There's still quite a few coming in. Interestingly, we do not have the correct answer yet. I'll give you a hint soon. Jay Boris, I believe I mentioned yours just moments ago. Margaret Mitchell from John and Carrick. Mickey Mouse, just guessed by Jaylene, by way of Mike. Oh, that was Jordan. Thank you. I knew the J stood for... I was 99% sure by my memory it was Jordan, but I wanted to be sure. Jordan had Marshall Mathers, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Marilyn Manson, Mike Myers, Marilyn Monroe, and Mark Madden. Minnie Mouse from Elaine, Michelle Martin. Also from Gunner, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Bruce has Manny Mota, Maureen McGovern, and Mickey Mantle. Trish in Cook Forest has Melissa McCarthy. Aline in Maine has Mr. Magoo. Angie in Mars has Mike Mansfield. Marion McPartland, I believe, is who you're looking for. Great guesses. Here's Linda with Mickey Mantle. Mickey or Minnie Mouse and Manny Mota. Annie has Matthew McConaughey, Mike Myers, and Michael Myers. And we just got the first correct answer. I'm very happy about that because if I had stumped everybody, I would have been... just a little concerned. Here's a correct answer. Jordan, you and Engelmar have the correct answer. And I see that Beth and Bob also have the correct answer. Bear with me as I look at all of the guesses coming in. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody. Here comes Rick in Highland Park with Michelle de Montaigne, the essay writer, and Maria Montessori. What a great guess. Founder of the Montessori method of teaching and the schools. Johnny in Economy has Maryam Makeba. Michael McCain, that's a great guess. The actor Melissa McCarthy as well. Galen Stanton Heights has Marilyn Monroe, Mickey Mouse, Mandy Moore, Mary Magdalene, Mitch McConnell, Michael Moore. This is starting to sound like people you'd unlikely see at the same dinner table. Mickey Mantle, Mike Myers, Matthew McConaughey, Martina McBride, and Maria Montessori. Patrick has Michael Mann, Marilyn Manson, Marilyn Monroe, Malcolm McDowell, Mike Myers, Michael Moore, Mickey Mantle, Mickey Mouse, Megan Mullally, Mary Tyler Moore, Marissa Miller, Marcello Mastroianni, Mitch McConnell, Michael McCain, and Matilda May. I think it's Michael McKean. Did he have a Pittsburgh connection? I think he did. And our correct answer also has a Pittsburgh connection. John and Carrick has Mary Magdalene. Caden came up with Malvin Mapmaker as his made-up guess of his own person today. Caden lives near Philadelphia and provides a made-up answer when he's listening. Malvin Mapmaker has ingenious technology. You can actually not use GPS. He's figured out how to take GPS for a particular area and put it on foldable paper that you can keep in your car and not have to worry about your phone running out or about subscribing to GPS or anything like this. Malvin Mapmaker has come up with ways to put places you may go. He calls it a map, using his last name. And it's just that simple. He's also working with his cousin, Artie Accordion Fold, who helps to make the maps work even better. Jim in Crafton Heights has Mighty Miles and Molly Maguire. Annie has M&M's. John has Margaret Mead. And I think I mentioned earlier, Beth and Bob got the correct answer. And we also have Mitch McConnell from John and Carrick, Mr. Magoo from Zach, Mickey Mantle from Jim, Mark and Mindy from Zach, Maggie Matlock from Aline, Mitch Miller and Mickey Mantle from Bill. John and Carrick has Marty Milner of Adam 12 fame, Martin Milner. John in economy, what a great guess. Nobody's guessed him yet. Mark Maron. Not Mark Maron. Martina McBride from John and Carrick. James adds Mark McGuire, Moses Malone, and Michael Madsen. Mark Madden guessed by Mike and Mars, probably based on my Pittsburgh clue. There is a Pittsburgh relationship with our correct answer. John and Carrick has Michael Mann. Annie has Mary, Tyler, Moore, perfectly good guess. Don, good morning, Don, in Bethel Park, has Mickey Mantle and Milt May, the one-time pirate catcher. Aline adds Mr. Magoo, Bill adds Mary Martin, Meghan Markle and Michael Moore. Nick and Wes Mifflin, I only have part of your answer, Mitchell. I don't have the rest of it, though. Maybe Margaret Mitchell. Jim in Crafton Heights has Mike Marshall. Great mandolin player. John and Carrick has Michael. Let's see, is this Michael Moore? Or somebody different? We're going to reveal the correct answer. Oh, it's Michael Moorcock, an English writer, a science fiction writer. Great guess. I think we're just about to the end. Moon Mulligan, guessed by Mike in Alabama. A great guess. Eileen guesses her parents, Milton and Margot Morris. Martina McBride from Zach. Mary Martin from John. Miles Morales from Annie. Manfred Mann from Trish. Patrick has Mitch Miller. You are very close. Maria Muldaur from Jim in Crafton Heights. Manfred Mann from John and Carrick. And Patrick, thanks for confirming Michael McCain being from or having a Pittsburgh connection with CMU. And our correct answer also has a Pittsburgh connection. Linda has Maria Muldaur. Marcel Marceau, a great guess from Alain. Martha and Bill have Mary Martin. Mike has Mickey Mantle. And Jim just got the correct answer. It's time to reveal the correct answer. We were looking for a very talented musician from Pittsburgh whose life was all too short. Mac Miller, also known as Malcolm James McCormick, an American rapper who started his career at the age of 15 in Pittsburgh, and his album Blue Slide Park became the first independently distributed album to top the U.S. Billboard charts since 1995. That album came out in 2011. And Mac Miller grew up in Pittsburgh, and he talks about getting a musical keyboard at the age of 5. And at that time, he told his parents he wanted to make music. He said, "I hooked that up, and I never stopped playing it." A self-taught musician, he went on to play piano, guitar, drums, and bass by the age of 6. At the age of 14, he started to rap and ended up having a phenomenal career until he passed away much too early at the age of 26. So a charge to you. If you knew that we were looking for Mac Miller, Jim got that correct. Also, a correct answer from Bob and Beth. And one other correct answer. Where did it go? It was there just a second ago. There it is. A correct answer from Beth and Bob and from Jim and also from our friend in Ingemar. I need to train some of our systems here to remember names when they're not coming up. That's on our end. Jordan, well done. A charge to each of you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Believe it or not, more fun coming up in just a few moments. We're going to offer some Hank Hanks to play together. Uh-huh. Bill. Bill in Sheridan also got Mac Miller. Well done.
When you are stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. When you're strange,
faces come out of the rain.
When you're strange,
no one remembers your name.
When you're strange,
when you're strange,
when you're strange. Strange when you are stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. When you're strange,
faces come out of the rain.
When you're strange,
no one remembers your name.
When you're strange,
when you're strange,
when you're strange. When you're strange,
no one remembers your name.
When you're strange,
when you're strange,
when you're strange.
You've got the Chuggernauts with People Are Strange. What a busy, busy Guess Who. Thank you for playing along with us. I hope you enjoyed Guess Who today. The double initials always open up a lot of possibilities. Charlie, guest, our old friend, Mad Mike. A legendary Pittsburgh disc jockey and engineer, disc jockey on the radio and also for dances. He also had Molly Malone and Mary Martin. Bill in beautiful Luciusboro had Michael Madsen and Mickey Mouse. Dave in Grove City. David had Minnie Mouse. Bill also had Mitch Miller, and thank you to Jason for the assist, and also Patrick verifying that Michael McKean went to Carnegie Mellon, a Pittsburgh connection there.
Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, the world premiere of the Prime Stage Theater production of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe Presents Tales of Mystery, Horror, and Imagination. Takes place this weekend at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside, ending on November 16th as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.org. www.slbradio.org for details.
I just noticed a number of text messages that did not come in through our usual channels, so I would have missed them. I'm not sure who sent these, but you may know who you are. You guessed Marvin Miller, the great announcer. Matt Mullen, Martin Mull, Mike Munchak, and Maria Muldaur. And your phone number ends in 319. I just want you to know that we sort of got your message. They ended up in a different place. Katrina, thank you. She is in New Bethlehem, and she wrote just how much she enjoyed playing Guess Who today. And mention that, if possible, we should play a Mac Miller song. I'll see. I looked in our library quickly, but not thoroughly, so I'll take another look. I really enjoyed his music. I still enjoy it. I wish he was still making more of it. We're now going to play a game called the Hinky Pinky Game. We've done this for years at SLB. We'll give you a clue, and keep in mind that the answer is two rhyming words. The answer is two rhyming words that answer the clue. If we tell you it is a hink pink, that means the rhyming words each are of one syllable. If we tell you it's a hinky pinky, it means the rhyming words are each of two syllables. So, for example, if I gave you a hink pink and said vacuuming or sweeping, vacuuming or sweeping, and it's a hink pink, the answer would be floor chore. Floor chore. And if I gave you a hinky pinky, and the clue is waves. Hanky pinky, each word has to have two syllables. That would be ocean motion. Ocean motion. Are you ready to try some? Here's a... Let's start with a couple hink pinks. We have a blues guitar chord. And this clue is a lost dog no more. A blues guitar chord. And our second one is a lost dog no more. You can answer those puzzles on or off the air. And you can also share one of your own.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Trish is sharp today. She came up with the answer to lost dog no more. We'll give you a minute to come up with that. It's each word is a single syllable. Two rhyming single syllable words that answer that clue. A lost dog no more. And we also gave you a hinky pinky where each word is... Oh, no, we gave you two hink pinks. Actually, we gave you a lost dog no more. And a blues or maybe a sad guitar chord, a sad guitar chord. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Rich in Edinburgh just came up with Lost Dog No More. And Molly and Kennerdell came up with it too. Oh, Molly is the daughter of John and Marjorie in Harrisville. How nice. Have you listening, Molly? So, Lost Dog No More, the answer to that, Found Hound. Found Hound. So, we'll leave the other hink pink out, which is sad guitar chord. I said blues guitar chord, but a sad guitar chord would probably be a better clue. Here's another one. The clue is chicken coop. Chicken coop. And that is a hink pink, a chicken coop. Chicken coop, not kook. Chicken coop. And let me give you one more, a private preview. A private preview. 412-205-975, and we'll just keep it going. I hope you'll join us. Alleyne also knew Found Hound. Larry and Vanessa are driving right now. They also got Found Hound. And if I limited the clue to vacuuming, I'd said floor chore. He said the answer, if it was just vacuuming, could be suck muck. So the sad guitar chord is still out there, as is the private preview. And the chicken coop. Each is a hink pink. 412-200-5975. Jim in Crafton Heights just got the sad guitar chord. That is a glum strum. A glum strum. And here is a text from a listener whose number ends in 475. And we're happy to acknowledge you by name. If you would like, just let us know your name and where you are texting us from. He got the chicken coop answer. Now this is great. We have Molly listening, and as we discussed a little while, we have another generational listener. Becca is Molly's daughter. Ha 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 ha. And the answer to the chicken coop is hen pen. Hen pen. And she said it should be poop coop. And it was Trish that wrote to us before, just a few moments ago, with the answer to hen pen. Just to make it clear, and I hope this makes you smile as much as we do, John and Marjorie are listening in Harrisville. Their daughter, Molly, is in Kennerdell, listening with Molly's daughter, Becca, and all are solving and playing puzzles together here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Rick in Highland Park had Glum Strum and Hen Pen. Becca, by the way, you know, she said it's Hen Pen, but it should be Poop Hoop or Poop Coop. We know we have chickens. We're still looking for the answer to private preview. Private preview. And let's give you, that's a hink pink. Let's give you your first hinky pinky. And it is iron pot. Iron pot. Now, because that's a hanky-panky, each word has two syllables in it. 412-200-5975. Feel free to challenge me with your own as well. Iron pot is the hanky pinky. Two rhyming words of two syllables each answers that. And private preview is the hink pink. Good luck. Here's some music to think by from Donna Hughes at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The world has changed and no one knows.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Donna Hughes with Autumn Leaves. And what a busy and fun morning it's been. And that fun is going to continue. We're going to answer some of our remaining puzzles, actually all of our remaining puzzles. This is a game you can continue to play at home if you want to. It's fun to think these up and to come up with clues. Here is Bob in Castle Shannon. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while since we've heard from you, at least on the air, and I hope things have been going well.
Yeah, I love your generational picks in today, the kids of the kids.
Yes.
That just reminds me of when we brought our kids up to see you guys in Chatham College, if you remember those days.
Oh, I do. It was, don't tell me, Jonathan and Laurel, right?
Yeah, you get the big prize.
Yeah. I remember they came, gosh, they were both under 12, I think. How old are they now?
Oh, you don't want to know. 41 and 37.
Oh, my gosh. Time flies. It really, really does. Here at the Children's Museum, where studios are, it's not uncommon for me to meet, 10-year-olds that have grandparents that grew up listening or were young adults when they were listening. So it's kind of fun. Well, you knew Iron Pot. I believe that's the one you got. Am I right?
I think so. And I think it might be, let me think, a metal kettle.
Absolutely, a metal kettle. And we still had private preview out. Did you figure that one? Or an early...
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was sneak peek. To
Ooh,
get a private
okay.
preview. And that clue might have been a little bit better on my part. I think those are all the ones that we had out. Are your kids still local, or are they living
yeah.
away?
Yeah, they're still local. Laurel lives down in Library, South Park. And John's still living in Shaler.
Oh.
So we moved down here to the South Hills. He's still living in the old house up in Shaler and doing quite well. And we're enjoying listening to you guys today. Melissa's not asleep. I think she snoozed out a little bit. But I'm getting ready to go to work and have a good day at work. And looks like we're going to have a nice day out there today. 62, I think I saw.
Yes, it's supposed to be a little warmer. Ricky was mentioning that to me earlier. She's doing some painting on our house now, so she's very mindful of the temperatures. She's painting some of our porch posts, like the decorative parts. I'm not qualified to do what she's doing. She's doing the detailed, the bric-a-brac on the porch. But it's almost going to be too cold to do that soon. I've disqualified myself from many household chores.
I understand. I get it.
But thank you for calling. It's so good to talk to you.
See you later, Larry. Have Take a great care. Day.
You too. Trish thought the private preview, I had sneak peek. I kind of like her answer, me, C. Molly and Becca also had metal kettle. Gail had sneak peek, as did Mike. And Jaylene, they also had metal kettle. Trish had metal kettle. And, Larry and Vanessa are in the park, hiking, and listening. Therefore, they say the program has become walk talk. Mike and Mars also got sneak peek. And that brings to an end